I have a few questions for you that gets us to the thrust of our text. Is there any disadvantage to being a Christian? Does your faith in Christ have any kind of downside? A price to pay? A sacrifice to make? I'm not talking about you doing something or you giving up something to earn God's favor. You already have God's favor. You already have coming to you as a free gift everything Jesus earned in your place on the cross. Still, isn't it true that your faith in Christ puts you in a state of constant conflict? You belong to Jesus. Because of that, you are going to be in conflict with the world. You will be at odds with unbelievers who treat the Lord as their enemy. Your faith wants to follow Jesus. Because of that, you will be in conflict with yourself. Your faith versus your flesh clash. There's no such thing as an easy stroll into heaven. The Bible calls it a lifelong race of endurance, a journey that involves a cross on you, put there by Jesus for His sake and for yours. You guys can generally tell when something is required and something is optional. If you drive a car, you have to have a license. You have to have insurance. But you don't have to have a GPS system. That would be optional. When you take the journey of your Christian faith, you have the option of serving the Lord in the public ministry or not, being married or unmarried. But to make this journey without the cross on you, that is not optional. Jesus said in Mark 8, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We hear the same thing in the book of Acts. "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." Let's go back to what Jesus said and what he meant by taking up the cross. He didn't mean jewelry around your neck. Nor did he mean the wooden cross that he had to carry until Simon of Cyrene carried it for him. No, he was referring to various experiences, those clashes that cause loss or sorrow or trouble because we're trying to be faithful to Jesus and other people don't like it. Examples. If people give you grief because you won't join them in a sinful activity, that would be a cross to bear. If we speak out against a certain false teaching, refusing to compromise God's word with error, or we speak up in defense of what is right, refusing to compromise God's word with immorality, only to face ridicule, people abandoning us, or something worse, that would be a cross to carry. So whether it's persecution or some other kind of turmoil, the experience is going to have an unpleasant aspect to it. Part of us wants to get away from that, take the easy way out of that. We do this by keeping silent when it's time to speak up, or going along with the temptation when it's time to resist. Jesus tells you and me to deny ourselves. That's a hard lesson to learn. You deny yourself basically by taking every thought you have, every feeling, every desire, every opportunity, decision, potential, action, etc., and you run it through the evaluation of God's Word, ready to say no to anything contrary to His will. That means saying no to yourself and no to other people while saying yes to Jesus. This all adds up to a hefty weight that so often we are not willing to carry. Let's be honest and admit that our fears, our lack of courage, our lack of strength, our carelessness, our selfishness have all conspired and contributed to a very poor track record. We need so much help in walking the path with the cross on us. We need a reliable way to gain strength, patience, persistence. This will not come from ourselves. This will have to come from the grace of God and the power of His Word and the victory of His Son. Yes, we get to watch Jesus as our comfort and our strength. He carried a far more burdensome weight than a cross. He carried the massive weight of all your sins to the cross, where He got rid of them and made your place in heaven secure. When we examine the price He paid and the benefits we get, it has this positive impact on what we do. His cross becomes a way for us to gain the strength to carry what He places upon us, which is always going to be a far lighter burden than what He carried in our place. Whatever cross God gives you to carry, it's going to have more than one kind of benefit. When we endure suffering for the sake of Jesus, people notice that. It sends a message to them. They can tell that Jesus means something to us. If we struggle to carry a particular cross, well, that causes us to place a higher value on that better future life ahead worth all the turmoil now. If the struggle leads to setback, failure, sin on our part, well, God comes to the rescue with His grace, bringing us back to the cross of His Son, restoring us with the forgiveness bought with His blood, renewing our strength to resume the struggle, take the cross back upon us, and keep going with His promise that He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. We also have the benefit of knowing the final outcome. It is a source of motivation, what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So when the cross feels heavy, you get to look down the road. There's glory there for you, and wonderful rest, and a loving Savior who is going to tell us, put your cross down now. The journey's over. I'm bringing you home. Amen. Let us close this morning by singing the second stanza, just the second stanza of hymn 429.